This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We do a semi-regular series on this program, the basic thesis of which is that economic headlines about record low unemployment and a growing economy are all well and good, but if people aren't feeling that in their own economic everyday, then those headlines don't really matter, right? But there is a flip side to that theory, and it goes like this. Economic headlines about a turbulent stock market and tangible signs of slowing are troubling, but if people are feeling all right in their economic everyday, then what's the worry? Exhibit A for that, the Consumer Sentiment Index from the University of Michigan, which came out this morning. It rose a bit in December and, in fact, has been holding near a 20-year high all year. From our bureau in Portland, Oregon, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that one.
Hairdresser Rosie Balderston Denbo was meeting friends today at an outdoor market in Portland. I asked, is she worried about the stock market?
No, I'm self-employed. I work part-time and I'm still doing fine.
Denbo's lack of concern, it's pretty common, says Carl Van Horn at Rutgers University.
Most people don't pay any attention to economic forecasts. So if you ask the average person on the street, it's not part of their lived experience.
According to a recent Gallup poll, just over half of Americans have any investment in stocks. And for many of them, it's through retirement savings plans. So they're probably not following the market or economic stats day to day, says James Boniker at IHS Market.
Most people have a good job, their incomes are going up, and just feel very good about the state of the economy right now.
That's especially true for low- and middle-wage workers, whose earnings are up sharply, says economist God Levinon at the conference board.
There is a very significant increase in satisfaction with job security for people at the lower end.
And those are the consumers most likely to spend their paychecks right away on basic expenses and travel or gifts if there's a little extra coming in. Dean Baker at the Center for Economic and Policy Research thinks there's a good chance the broad base of consumers are right about the overall health of the U.S. economy.
When you look around for things that could give us a recession, I just don't really see one on the horizon.
Though he does acknowledge troubles with trade, interest rates, debt could get worse next year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.